Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk more football. Of course, you can weigh in on the Phils and clinching the division last night at 215-592-9494. A lot of Eagles on the table as well, as Nick Sirianni joins us every single, typically Tuesdays at this time, 2 days removed from the game. And Nick is brought to us by Bud Light. You can pregame with Ava Graham at the Grog. Great spot, by the way. The Grog in Bryn Mawr this Sunday before the game versus Tampa Bay. And win tickets to the next Eagles home game and merchandise from Bud Light. We welcome the head coach of the 2-1 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
just
coach.
I'd like to start by saying congrats to the Phillies, Coach Thompson, and the Phillies organization for winning. The division yesterday was awesome. Got my kids wearing, I know my kids were wearing Bryce Harper shirts this morning.
So, nice.
Awesome.
Pumped about that. Really excited for their run in this October.
Yeah, they've done 2 years in a row. It's been quite a journey and a lot of good, and until the end, obviously a lot of great stuff from them in October. Nick, let's talk about your squad. There's a lot going on, and in the midst of a win that has been very scrutinized in many ways, you guys got a win on the road against an undefeated team in a hostile environment with a tremendous amount of adversity, including some significant injuries before and during the game. What is that feeling of satisfaction like when you win a game under those circumstances?
Yeah, first of all, any game in the NFL that you win, you're ecstatic about. You always want to clean up the mistakes, but it's hard to win, so you take a lot of pride in that, and there's a lot of work, obviously, that goes into that. And that place... that place is a tough place to play. It's loud. It's a good environment. We had a lot of Eagles fans there, though. That was pretty special. But that's a tough environment to play. I think Howie told me a couple times that they hadn't won there since 2007 now. And I know last time I was at a game there was 2019 with the Colts, and we got beat up pretty good there. So anytime you go down there to get a win is big, and that's a good football team. You know, that had put a lot of points on the board, that had won games pretty convincingly the 2 weeks prior to that. And then just on top of that, getting the guys in to play, the backups in that had to come in and play, and stepping up to play, it was just a good team win. I said to the guys, there was a lot of things on display, how we handled adversity from the week before. We fixed a lot of the things that we had messed up the week before. And that's the big part of adversity. If you can take the adversity and get better from it, that's huge, and I felt like we did that while still having things to clean up. I felt like, the roles, we always talk about what people's role are on the team, and to see some of these guys that you tell their role is to be ready when their time comes, and then they were ready, and they put the work in to be ready. That's an awesome feeling. And then, I thought we knew that team was tough, and we know we're a tough football team, and we went out there and played physically tough against a physically tough football team, and that was on display. And then the last thing on that game that you really think about is how much of a team that just felt just such togetherness on that football team. The offense, the defense saying to the offense, we got you. I mean, you should have seen, it was awesome on the sideline of how many times the guys was telling each other, I got you. Or if we have a failed conversion, they look at me and say, I got you. And it's like, it was just such good team football that team, this 2024 Eagles team, got tighter, a lot tighter just from that experience there. And we're going to continue to look back on this, not that you dwell on this because you move on, but it's going to be such a great example for other things moving forward.
Nick, the deal, the town's buzzing about some of the decisions from within the game. Let's talk about the first that, everyone's talking about, to not kick the field goal, or I'll say go for a higher percentage conversion on fourth down with a QB sneak Ultimately, I'm going to ask you why not, but I'm going to frame it this way. 14 seconds left, and I would say, and I think most people would acknowledge, a quarterback that had been struggling up until that point in the game. So with those two realities, why not either just kick it or run the sneak in that circumstance?
Sure, yeah. You know, we did what we did because we felt like it gave us the best chance to win the football game at the end of the day. You know, we thought that if we didn't score on the play, then we'd have another opportunity there. You know, we, you know, not to get into all the clock things, but we had a timeout. We had, you know, we've had some opportunities there on the next play if it didn't score. We've had a game against the Falcons in 21 where we scored with 9 seconds left to go in the half. We had a game against the Rams last year where we scored I think there were 6 seconds left to go in the half. We threw a fade and they passed interference. There was no time on the clock. Then the quarterback sneaked from there to get it. So we felt good about the play call that it had a chance to score. It didn't. So I fully understand the criticisms and if it scores, we're not talking about it. If it doesn't score, it's on me. And that's the price that you pay when you're the head coach. And I fully accept that and gladly accept that. Because I know if you look at our track record in those scenarios, we've been pretty darn good and it's helped lead us to a lot of wins. And so you got to stay, again, you take everything into consideration. And you know what? There's been some ones and some tight games this year that have been scrutinized because of the result. And that's okay. But every single thing I'm doing is trying to help this football team win. We've been pretty darn successful at it, but it didn't work this last week. So, you know, I gotta deal and live with the criticism.
Nick, when key players are out, you know, in certain moments, like obviously, you know, Devontae, you know, eventually AJ, Lane Johnson, does that make you more inclined to be aggressive because you think we may not get the ball down the field that often in this game?
Again, depending on how the game's going, is always taken into consideration. I thought our and sometimes what's taken into consideration, I think those are good points. Other things that are taken into consideration is how the defense is playing, right? The defense was stuffing them, right? And so maybe you get a 7-3 lead. And then you just keep playing defense. But if you don't get it, the defense continues to play their butts off, right? And what's the fourth down, I think we had a 4th-and-2 early in the early in the first half that we converted. That you could say also there, did take points there, but it's not talked about because you converted it. And that's okay. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so, you know, you do that for multiple reasons, and then one of them is, who's on the field? How many chances are you going to get going forward? How many times are you going to be down here again? How's the defense playing, right? And when the defense is playing that good, if you give them a little bit shorter of a field, you're feeling good that they're going to stop them. All those things are taken into play. Again, like I said, you take the analytical numbers, you take your players first and foremost. You take your players. Why are some coaches not aggressive in certain situations? They might not trust their players in those particular cases. I trust our players. I trust the guys that we have on this football team. I've seen them make these plays over and over and over again in our plus territory. And I don't remember what the stat was last week that somebody gave me, but it was like 79 times we've went for it in our plus territory. Well, that you don't do that unless you have ultimate faith in your players, right? And so you take all that into account. And again, but anytime something like that doesn't go right, you always look at it and you study it and you try to get better from it.
Nick, how often over the course of the game do you call the
play?
John,
we might have ran a fullback dive to you too if you've still been there. That plays out of the commission a little bit now. Like, I don't see a lot of teams doing that much anymore.
We ran one. I gained 1 yard, and I did a terrible job. My head was down.
And then the league said no more fullbacks.
No, I didn't deserve it, Coach. But my question was, how often over the course of the game do you call the play?
You know, I'm not going to get into this percentage of time. You know, the way we game plan is collaborative. Every staff I've ever been on has been that way, from when I was the quarterback coach to when I was the receiver coach to when I was the coordinator to when I was the head coach. Hmm. It's such a collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. And you go through the week. That's why football's so awesome. You go through this week-long grind for one game, and it's so collaborative throughout. Well, that's how a game is too. You know, ultimately, Kellen is calling the plays and dialing up the plays so we can do, you know, so I can do other things. And, you know, if there's a scenario where I say something that I want to go for it, do something. There's scenarios where Kevin Petullo, you know, our my assistant head coach and the pass game coordinator will say, hey, what do you think about this in this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
And Kellen will call it. You know, Jeff Stoutland has great suggestions. Jason Michael has great suggestions during the game. We have a lot of guys that have been coordinators and called plays on our staff.
Yeah.
And so you're getting that feedback constantly, and you know, it's thought out. It's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, let's do that. Right, in this particular case, you take players. You know, John, you know how it is. You go to the sideline and you say, hey, I'm feeling this ISO play because I know I can knock this guy on his ass.
Yeah,
right. And so,
for sure.
You know, you listen to players in those scenarios. It's such a collaborative effort. It's
true.
It's just like in a team in on the field. It's not, hey, Saquon scored that 65-yard touchdown. Way to go, only Saquon. Right. It's a collaborative effort. It took Fred Johnson on the backside leveling his guy. It took the receivers downfield blocking. You know, and that's the same way it's calling plays. So
yeah.
I won't get into the percentages of times. I'm never going to tell you when I called a play and it scored a touchdown. I'll always tell you when I called a play that didn't work.
Sure.
I'm always going to tell you that because that's my job as the head football coach, and that comes with scrutiny. And that's okay. That's my job. That's the job of leaders. That aren't the funnest part of the job, but it's what it is.
What changed in the second half of the Saints game for our quarterback? It felt like there was a difference. Like it was smoother. Things were more successful. Jalen, his performance in the second half. Why did it feel more even?
Yeah, I thought that the game he just saw it well. I thought he just saw it well. And was delivering the ball to where it needed to go, you know, playing, throwing hots off of blitzes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Like, it's the way it goes. Like, he's going to get blamed for the interception because it goes on his stat sheet. But there's a lot of things that go into that. And so, he's got to put two hands on the football when he scrambles. So that fumble was on him, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. But yeah. When you have, I thought he was smooth throughout the game. I thought he was in complete control throughout the game. But I do understand that, you know, when you have those two blips on there, regardless of what the circumstances were, it's going to appear that he wasn't. But I really did feel like he operated well in that entire game.
Hmm.
It was, you know, we'd stalled out in the red zone a couple of times, you know, all these different things. But I thought he played, I thought he saw the field well. I thought, in that two-minute drill, what poise to deliver that ball to Dallas. And the guys did an unbelievable job execute Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson doesn't get the stats that Dallas Goedert gets on that catch, but his detail on the play,
sure,
absolute perfection. It was perfection. What's also not, if you go back and look at that play, Johnny Wilson gets a release.
I love Johnny Wilson.
Johnny Wilson, he gets this release on the play. He gets a release on the play that kind of spins the defensive back up, and the defensive back has to hurry up and catch up to him. Well, sometimes on that play, that guy falls off that play and makes that play for a 15, 16-yard gain. But Johnny beat him so good off the line of scrimmage.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Image that it pulled the guy in so far that Dallas was able to run. So again, I know you asked me a question about Jalen, and I thought he was complete control on the entire game. Mm-hmm. But there's some unsung heroes. The offensive line, they're not going to get the credit. Sometimes the offensive line, they get the credit only when it's, you only get talked about the sacks given up. Their protection on that play was awesome. And the throw by Jalen was awesome. Sometimes that ball's behind a guy. You know, I've seen other quarterbacks put that ball behind them, and he can't, like, really get going with that steam, that full head steam of gas, whatever that's called.
Sure.
How's that for,
yeah, the
you
momentum.
Know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and so many things went into that play that put us down there. And then you get down there, and then look at that next play. Offensive line did a great job of just bowling off the ball. And then Grant Calcaterra lays his body on the line, on the slice block, on the defensive end, puts Chase Young down, and is laying on the ground in pain, but with his hand up in the air like number one. Like, isn't football freaking awesome, guys? I mean, it is awesome. I love football, and I love to just rehash that, how that game went, and just what a team effort it was to get that ball in the end zone at the end of the game.
Nick Sirianni here. Two final things, Nick. Number one, Devontae, the hit on him. Are you more annoyed with the Saints player that hit him or with the refs for not blowing the whistle? He catches it at the 36. He's not struck until the 31 by that additional defender. What annoys you more there?
You know, I obviously am just feeling for Devontae that, you know, that he got hurt on that play. I know this, that guys, everybody knows, like, that this is their livelihood. And I don't think for 1 minute that I think for 1 minute the referee or that player on that team trying to do that, I don't. So I don't want, I'll never question somebody's integrity because everybody's out there laying their lives on the line to, you know, for the game that they love. And so I'll never question anyone's integrity on that. All I can say is that, you know, I'm glad Smitty's feeling good but it was brutal. It was hard to watch. It's a hard thing to watch when someone, you know, I love Smitty on this team. Love Smitty. He's the toughest guy. He is the toughest guy I know. Forget pound for, you know how they say pound for pound is the toughest guy. No, he's just the toughest guy I know.
Wow.
And so I love him. And I just, you know, I obviously feel bad that happened, but I'm never going to question somebody's integrity in that.
Nick, final thing. I know you're not going to tell us about injuries moving forward, so I'll just move on. We'll see who plays on Sunday. But I'll ask you this about trying to prevent injury or wear and tear. Saquon, through three games, has 73 touches. If you extrapolate that for 21 games, which is what it'll probably take to win the Super Bowl if you don't get a bye, he's on pace for 511 touches. 511. Do you feel you need to dial him back a bit?
Well, I think I don't remember where I said this. I do a lot of media, so I don't remember if I said it here, if I said it in the production meeting, if I said it, you know, wherever I said this. But you do everything you can do to win each individual game, right? Can you imagine if we didn't give them the ball as many times as we did and we lost? You know what I mean? I think about how that would feel.
Right.
Like, oh my God, we didn't give Saquon. We tried to pull back on Saquon to rest him for the 21 games like you're talking about, and we lost the game. You better win the game.
Yes.
You better win the game. And that's our job every single week. So the way I look at it, guys, is we'll do whatever. If Saquon needs to carry it 7 times to win because we got to throw it a bunch, then that's what's got to happen. If Saquon's got to carry it 50 times to win, then we'll give them to him 50 times. Where we can make up for that is in practice. You know, Saquon, how you feel? Talking to Saquon, how he's feeling, pulling back on him in practice, so that way he's completely fresh. You know what? We got a bye coming up. And I just went down the hallway of our coaches and say, you got a couple days off next week. Give me everything you got this week. And I'm teasing. They give me everything they got every single week. But we got a bye coming up. And you know, our job is to win this game without by any means necessary. All I'll say is this: Saquon's a heck of a football player. I'm glad he's a Philadelphia Eagle.
Nick, good luck versus Tampa Bay. We'll be watching and look forward to talking after it's over. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Coach. There it is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.